are very good. You remember that you met me.
Of course.
That's retired attorney Andrea Ramsey, a Democrat from Leawood, greeting people at a recent campaign event in Johnson County. As the group of mostly women, many of them Republicans, sipped wine, Ramsey told the story of how President Donald Trump's election caused her to rethink her retirement plans and to literally write a mission statement.
It just said, I fear for the Republic, and so therefore I am going to do something every day, large or small, to support our democracy.
Ramsey says she started small by donating to charities and to other candidates. But after a while, she started thinking about running for something herself.
And then I thought, I don't want to run for school board. That seems too tough. So this is, seriously, this is what I'm thinking. So anyway, about a month goes by, and national organizations reached out to me and encouraged me directly to run for Congress.
And so, one of those organizations was the national abortion rights group Emily's List, which formally endorsed her last week. Ramsey says incumbent Republican Congressman Kevin Yoder's vote for what she calls that disastrous Trump care bill cemented her decision to run. She told her husband, Will, the next day.
And I said to Will, not only am I in, I'm all in.
Ramsey is one of five announced candidates for the Democratic nomination. The fact that so many are competing for the opportunity to challenge Yoder is evidence that Democratic leaders believe the 3rd District is winnable. And on paper, it is, says University of Kansas political scientist Patrick Miller.
It traditionally has a bit of a Republican tilt to it, but it can be quite competitive.
Before Yoder, Democrat Dennis Moore held the seat for a dozen years. And in last year's presidential election, while Hillary Clinton lost statewide, she won here. Miller says that could spell trouble for Yoder, who had a center-right reputation in the Kansas legislature, but has moved further to the right since going to Washington.
So he is a very conservative Republican representing a much more moderate, swingy district, which certainly puts him on the radar as potentially having a very competitive race.
Yoder rejects that analysis. He sees himself as a bridge between the nation's warring political factions.
I think people are frustrated with the bitter partisanship, both in Washington and here at home. I've been a voice of reason, I think, in that storm, trying to reach across the aisle, work with Democrats and Republicans to solve problems.
Yoder points to his sponsorship of legislation to increase funding for the National Institutes of Health and to broaden access to child care tax credits as evidence that he's not a Tea Party conservative. But he's quick to label his opponents, Ramsey in particular, as Bernie Sanders extremists.
Their attempt to lurch this district so far left is going to make them out of touch with the constituents I work with every single day.
Still, it appears Yoder's bid for a fifth term will be his toughest. His support of the unpopular GOP Obamacare repeal bill and for other elements of Trump's America First agenda could prompt moderate Republicans to give more than a passing thought to voting for a Democrat. And if not Ramsey, that could be Prairie Village history teacher Tom Nierman, whose middle-of-the-road approach is clearly designed to appeal to moderates in both parties.
My belief in a particular political philosophy is not bound up in big government or small government, but good government, government that is responsive to the needs of the people.
Jay Seide is also in the mix. As the Democratic nominee in 2016, he briefly gave Yoder a run for his money. And now he's chomping at the bit for another chance.
So I think I've proven I'm the viable candidate. I just got in a little late last time. I've got the ball rolling. I'm going to put it in the end zone.
Maybe so, but first he'll have to best a primary field crowded with eager Democrats, sensing a win in what could be one of the nation's most closely watched congressional races. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.